What's pod in all this?
Woo! Put Scooter on the phone, you bird brain.
What do you do, backflips? You jump up there in a silly suit? What do you do?
You go bam! I want you to play that.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Fast Freddy coming to you live and direct from the beautiful. Wait a minute, I'm all out of sorts here today. From the Youngstown studio, state of the art Youngstown studio in beautiful downtown Youngstown, Ohio. All right, man, I know I nailed it. Anyways, I am here with my partner in crime, Joe Danier, and Joe, tonight we are going to drink beer.
Yes, I am going to be your server, and I'm going to give you a sampling for some of the best craft beers in the Youngstown area.
Okay.
Now, we had lots of entries, too many, and I didn't want to see you get too drunk.
Okay.
So we're going to split it up, and we're going to do four of our entries today.
All right. And then on the next one, we'll bring some guests in to help.
Sure.
You know, if I would have known that, I could have brought a couple of drunks down here. You know, well, actually, what happened was we had a show planned where we were going to have Basil on. And we still might be talking to Basil, the comedian, good buddy of mine. He's going to be doing a special show Saturday night. He's got two shows at the Holiday Inn in Boardman. So you could have dinner at TJ's beforehand, go watch a comedy show, then get a room for the night and celebrate Valentine's Day. And you could do that with the centerfold of comedy, Basil. And so hopefully Basil will call in. We are going to have him come in, but then he booked a gig in Dallas tonight, and then he's got another gig on Friday, and then he'll be in Youngstown on Saturday. So, and then also, I had an awesome conversation with Brett Michaels from Poison. Great conversation. Probably one of the best interviews that I have done in a long time. And I recorded over it, or I deleted it. And Ben, our IT guy, and you know about this stuff. I mean, he searched backups. He searched everything. And it's just like, I just overwrote it on something. I was editing it up. And
I used to have stories like that for my mom when I did something really good. That's the one that got ruined, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. So anyways, you know, we had a good conversation because Brett is originally from Butler, Pennsylvania, you know, right down the street here. And, you know, I mean, he knows a lot about the area. And we were talking about, you know, Conneaut Lake Park and him growing up in Butler. And, you know, he's a big Pittsburgh sports fan. So, you know, he's taken batting practice with the Pirates, and he knows Big Ben. And we were talking about all that stuff, and his family and my family, if you trace our roots back to the old country, we're both from the similar area in Ukraine, and, you know, the Polish border there. And, you know, and, you know, he was just talking about that, and we just had this great conversation. And unfortunately, I pushed the wrong damn button.
Boom.
And I'm still sick about it. I am still sick about it. So that was supposed to be on the show tonight, and Basil was supposed to be here. So instead we said, screw it, let's drink beer. When all else fails, drink beer. How can you go wrong with drinking
the sorrow
beer?
Disappears when
hey
beer.
My buddy Keith Sturgeon is checking in. How you doing, Keith? I'm working on a project here that I think Keith, who's a fine artist, and actually he's becoming nationally known, you know, with a lot of celebrities and stuff. And we're working on a secret project here that I hope it happens, because we're working on it. So Keith, stand by on that. Vinny Styles checking in. Dilly dilly, Vinny Styles. It's good to see Vinny Styles isn't in Facebook jail here right now. I'm sure at some point he will be. When I see some of the stuff this guy posts, it's like, okay, really? Huh. I wonder why you're in Facebook jail. I don't know.
All right, so what I'm going to do is every 15 minutes, I'm going to give you a new sampling. And
okay.
You have 15 minutes to marinate
okay.
over.
Yeah.
Sip
yeah.
on it. And
yeah.
Really tell. The first one we're offering here is Modern Methods Supper Club IPA.
And Modern Methods, they are, where are they at? Dave Grohl Alley, downtown Warren. Is that Modern Methods?
I thought it was right up here.
Oh, that's up the street here?
I believe so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Here.
You're right. You're right. Oh, yeah, we could have had Keith Sturgeon come in, and he could talk about his paintings and drink some beer with us.
Right.
And Elizabeth is rolling in. I ran into Elizabeth this weekend at the hunting and fishing show. Same with Vinny Styles, the crappie whisperer. And I'll tell you, man, it is, I can't wait. I'll tell you, my son just killed the crappies the other day.
Really?
Last day of safe ice. And I'll tell you, him and Tony Barragona and Nathan DiJacoby and one other guy, they went out to one of their spots and they each caught 20 big Whoa. Crappies, big, big, big. And I posted the pictures of that on my Facebook page, but some crazy fishing there. Oh, this is a dark beer. I can tell you, I'm going to like it already.
Yes.
And I'm not here to criticize these beers. I'm going to tell you what I like about them. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, that tastes like piss or, yeah, you know, whatever. I'm going to tell you what I like about them because I like them all. Okay. And that's what it's here for, because, you know, this kind of stuff is everybody has their own taste, you know, everybody has their own taste, just like with music and something. You like something, I don't like it. That doesn't make it any better, any worse. Who's to say that I'm an expert on anything? Right. You know,
and, you know, I like when they have those boards they bring out. And they
yeah, flight. They call them flight.
I love those.
Yeah, you're a fan of the flight.
Yeah, because there's some beers in that you would never order off the menu.
Yes.
But since it's there, you drink it. You're like, wow, that's amazing.
Now, here's how I usually go to the. Here's how I usually go to these, breweries or whatever. I usually walk in. And I look at the board, you know, and I usually pretty have a chalkboard or something there. And I just look at whichever. First of all, I like the dark stouts. That's my favorite. I'm partial to that. You know, if they have the chocolate one, and I like ciders too. I like the different kind of hard ciders that they might have. So if I was picking one for my personal taste, I would get a hard cider, and I would get some kind of stout, you know, dark stout. And, you know, sometimes they have them with coffee or chocolate or whatever. So I'd go for those too. But I would just look at it and I would go, percentage of alcohol. Chris, our buddy Chris says she doesn't see the Biker Brew House on the list.
They are on for next
one.
Time.
Yep. All right. Next one. They will be here. Now, I know Keith Sturgeon is always out there. So, you know, maybe next week we'll get him in here and we'll talk about that. Let's see. What else did I do? Okay. I was at the Hunting and Fishing Show. I was at the Pink Floyd tribute, Wish You Were Here, at Robin's Theater. Those guys are fantastic. It was a sellout show and it was just, they're unbelievable. Their musicianship is right on. They have a lot of the Pink Floyd inflatables. And, you know, since Pink Floyd is no longer around, and I see that David Gilmour and Roger Waters are really insulting each other now. I mean, they're in this heated thing, and which is kind of sad because Dark Side of the Moon is celebrating its 50th anniversary coming up in March. And everybody's fired up about this, and everybody's pumped up and in a good mood. And I know on Y103, we're going to be playing in its entirety commercial free on March 1st, that's the anniversary. So we're going to be doing that, and we're going to feature cuts all day long because it's such an iconic album. And it's hard to believe, too, that it's been around for 50 years. And I hate to talk about this, and I hate to date this stuff, but they're timeless classics. But when I sit there and I go, Dark Side of the Moon is 50 years old. And I bought it when I was 15.
I can do math.
Yeah. Don't do math. No need to do math. That's why, you know, even on the radio, if something comes up or it's somebody's birthday or whatever, I never sit there and say, hey, Rod Stewart is 78 years old today. Do we really have to remind anybody how old the Rolling Stones are? Do we really need to tell anybody that? So I like to go down the road of on this date in rock history, or just simply Rod Stewart is celebrating a birthday today. I mean, that's all you really need. You don't have to go, he's 75 and he's, you know, he looked good. And he's, you know, it's like, no. But if you get a chance to see them, and they do have a huge following and they do sell out, anytime you see them around, Wish You Were Here's tribute to Pink Floyd is phenomenal. They are really, really good. And everybody that left that place was just, they didn't have a better, couldn't have had a better time. And then what else? I went down to the Funny Farm. And Pat Godwin from the Bob and Tom Show was there. And boy, is he funny. He's the guy that plays all the guitar songs on Bob and Tom. And he had three really big shows. So that was a lot of fun. Then I went to see Bruce Springsteen in Tampa. I squeezed that
wait
in.
Wait a minute. I saw you with the mojito. The sun was shining. Did you use sunscreen?
You know what? No. And I got to tell you, I was only there for a couple of days. But last Thursday, I wasn't here last Thursday. Last Thursday, I had probably one of the best days of my life. Mm. You know, it was just so relaxing. I wish that every single person could feel as good as I felt last Thursday. I was at this place, you know, this tiki bar called the Sandbar, right on Clearwater Beach. And it's like at the Opal Resort.
Yes.
And, you know, fancy smancy place. And they make the best blueberry mojitos in Clearwater Beach, without a doubt. And it was just, the weather was perfect. The breeze was just right. And I had Jimmy Buffett radio playing on my phone.
Oh, the best.
And it was like the songs that were coming on just fit like perfectly. You know, they played Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and then they played Zac Brown, Where the Boat Leaves From. And they were just playing all these songs, and I had it just sitting there, you know, because, you know, I didn't have it up loud, but just loud enough for me to hear. Then these people start sitting around me. They're all like, this is great. They start buying me Coronas. So what happened was, I thought they put too much rum in the mojitos. I thought the Coronas were too cold. The sun was too bright. The breeze, you know, I'll tell you what though. And I just had such a perfect buzz on that, honest to God, I just wish anybody, you know, if you're going through some problems or you got something going on in your life or whatever, I wish you could have just felt as good as I did for those few hours.
The Clearwater sand is the best sand.
Oh yeah. White sugar, white sand. You know, I've been to a lot of beaches up and down, you know, from, you know, practically from Coney Island and, you know, in New York City all the way down, you know, Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach, Daytona Beach. You know, I've been to a lot of them, but Clearwater Beach is really probably the best. It is, you know, now if we're going to talk Key West, then that's something, but that's completely different.
Right.
But, you know, and, you know, I know Bruce Springsteen isn't everybody's cup of tea. If you're a fan, The Boss is back and sounding better than ever. The E Street Band, it was like they were never gone. This is like their first tour in 6 years or whatever. Oh, they are so good. If you're a fan, you're going to love it. If you're not a fan, oh, well, you know, then you're not a fan. So that was a good time, except I, you know, the traveling was a little rocky this time around. So I got on Frontier and I didn't realize that they were counting my backpack as my personal item and my laptop as a carry-on because I had two. I didn't realize that. I just thought a laptop was its own entity.
Right.
I thought it was like kind of like an extension of your phone. How do you travel without your laptop? You know, especially if you got business to do. So they have this guy who's just a little dweeb and who loves screwing with people. And he's got
Power
this
trip.
Stick got the stick and he starts poking my backpack with the stick. Right. And maybe it's the way they approach you or whatever. And probably I should have read it a little more carefully, but I travel pretty often. So I look at myself as like a seasoned traveler, but for some reason I didn't put two and two together that the laptop, you know, because you know, if you're going to be sitting on the plane, you're going to open the laptop and put it on your thing and do what you're doing. So I didn't look at it as a personal carry-on or a personal item. So you got personal item, then you got carry-on, then you got a check bag. So I get up there and then they look at that and they go, I'm sorry, unless you come up with $100, you cannot get on the plane. And then I, you know, and I'm a pretty even tempered, mild manner. I, you know, that stuff don't rattle me. But at this point, it was just like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm taking my laptop on. They go, yeah, okay. You could either take your backpack or your laptop, or you got to pay $100. So I said, is there another flight? Well, I knew there was another flight later in the day because my son was on it. And I said, well, listen, if you could get me on the other flight, I will drive this laptop back to Youngstown before I pay you $100. because the cost of gas is going to be cheaper for me to drive back to Youngstown and drive back here than it would be to give you guys $100. And they says, okay, well, we'll check on that. Then fortunately, I was able to jam my laptop in my backpack, which I hated doing because I, you know, you bump it, you do something. And then they made me take my case for my laptop and throw it in the garbage can.
Whoa.
And they made me open it and empty everything out and throw it in the garbage can before they would let me on the plane.
Wow.
So then I was like, okay, this really blows, you know, but I'm still thinking, okay, it's, you know, I did get a round trip for $80. So I'm not complaining too much, but it just kind of took me by surprise. I think that's not what you really like is to be surprised when you walk in like that.
Yeah, leave a bad taste.
Yeah. Okay. So you're starting my trip off on a sour note, you know, and then to make me throw it away and stand there and throw my laptop case away. Oh, yeah. So then I saw on the news the other day, like 2 days after that, the same thing happened to some people at Sprint. And see, if you don't travel a lot of this stuff got to be written, put right in front of you, not in a small print, not trying to, you know, it's almost like we're trying to trip you up to get you for $100, or at least that's the way it comes off. So I saw that in Philadelphia, a couple of ladies had the same kind of experience on Spirit. Is it Spirit?
Yep.
And all I could say is there was, hair weaves and fake nails are flying and wigs being ripped off. But then I kind of sympathize with those people because it was like, you know, I was pretty pissed. So then I get to Tampa and unbeknownst to me, I put the wrong time as to what time I was going to pick up my rent-a-car at the airport. So I get there. And of course, since I wasn't there at the time that I put on the thing, they sent my car away and they gave it to somebody else.
Oh,
and it was like that Seinfeld episode where they, you know, about the reservation. Why do I make a reservation? Why am I making a reservation? I'm coming to this airport. I'm on an airplane. I'm coming to this airport. And then they ended up hitting me up for like an extra $30 for it because they didn't have the kind of car I wanted. And I just wanted a little beater. Give me the smallest car you got here at the cheapest price. I'm just driving to the airport and the show on the beach. I don't care. I just wanted to be cheaper than an Uber, you know,
right.
And it still was, but it was just like, oh, Jay, I would have charged you $150 because, you know, I got the money. I'm on a tight budget, man. You know, and that's the thing. If you're traveling on a budget, okay, $100 could break your trip. You know, $30 extra bucks on my car, you know, maybe I'm sounding like a cheap bastard. Maybe I am. But when you do that, you know, $30 was like a Harley shirt, or $30 was two mojitos at the beach bar,
right.
You know? And if you're looking at it like that, you know, if you're trying to budget your money, you know, I go places not because I got a lot of money. I go places because I do it on the cheap, you know?
The dude went Amtrak. Remember that, everybody?
Right, yes. Yeah, I rode the Amtrak train for 2 days ago to Florida. So, you know. Yeah.
Because but, it was free.
You know, but
you have a beer in front of you.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the can at? Where did you throw it away? Okay. This is from Modern Methods and we're doing a little beer tasting here today. Oh, I should have my sister come down too. You know what? I should have had Jay Bird, my sister, and Keith Sturgeon. We could all sat there. They all like beer.
We're going to do another one. So that'll be.
Yeah. No, this is from Dave Groelli. Modern Methods is at Dave Groelli.
Okay.
Yep, in downtown Warm. Really nice place. Really nice place. And this one here is called Supper Club. And it appears to be a stout. And we're going to taste some.
And I want you guys to see the darkness of this beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Mm. That is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very good tasting beer. I would drink that. I would drink that.
That's heavy meal.
Yeah. I would definitely have that. I give it a recommendation. Modern Methods Supper Club. And if you like the stout beer, but it's not overly stout.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is just right in the right area.
Yeah, no bitterness.
Like, yeah.
It's really just, it's good beer.
Yeah, yeah. I would highly recommend the Modern Method Supper Club Stout. As a matter of fact, the next show that I go to at the Robbins Theater in downtown Warren, which I believe is going to be Southside Johnny and the Jukes in April, I am going to go to the Modern Methods, and I'm going to get some of this. And go. I'm going to have one.
All right.
Because I like beer. Two. I like beer. Okay. The Hoax is checking in. What's up, Hoax? Hoax says whiskey won't make you fat. I tend to differ with that. Well, maybe whiskey don't make you fat, but then when you get a buzz on it, then you want to eat. Oh, this next one is in a jug, a little brown jug.
So they don't have bottling, but they sell in restaurants. So they what they did is they put some jugs. This is sort of like the jug when you see in a cartoon when they have like illegal alcohol and they have X's
right,
on it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. Looks like a jug of moonshine right there. But yeah, highly recommend the Modern Methods from Dave Grohl Alley in downtown Warren. And you know what? How cool is it to have your address as Dave Grohl Alley?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, all those guys down there are doing good work in Warren. You know, my buddy Aaron Shine, I got to give him a shout out, you know, at the Box Tattoo. I mean, you got to see his studio. It is just awesome, man. And let's see, who else is down there? You know, the Robbins Theater and Modern Methods. And there's a lot of places in downtown. The Horseshoe's always been there. But when you go to those shows in downtown Warren, it is really great because they got a lot of cool restaurants and things down there. They even have a nice hotel on Courthouse Square so people can come from out of town or whatever. So I just love what they got going on down there. I just like that. Yeah, my sister would meet me. Have beer, we'll travel.
All right, so this next one is a brewery called the 1547 Project. This is an IPA called Shooktown IPA, and it's 6.6%. So it's
now. See, my sister would like that. My sister's a big IPA fan. I like I say, I lean towards the stouts. This one is perfect, though. You know, it's not too bitter. It doesn't have that like kind of aftertaste, and it's not so sweet that it's like a chocolate one or chocolate cherry or whatever. That is a good beer. So keep that in mind. Modern Method Supper Club. Whatever.
4 stars.
Thank you. 4 stars. Yeah, you know, that's good. I'm not like some of these people that I'm like a real critic. Like, oh, that, you know, who's that one pizza guy that from Barstool Sports? What the heck is that guy's name? I'm not a big fan of him.
It has earthy tones. Yeah, I get a sense for the openness.
Yeah. Okay. Mark Len says 1574 is good. Where are they located?
Got me. I don't know. I have to look that up.
Well, let's look it up. You know, I mean, we do have
a Google machine.
Okay. Yeah, the Google machine. That's why my phone is smarter than me. You know, I used to be like an expert at trivia and things like that. I just look it up now. Even if I'm talking to somebody, I have my phone there. And sometimes some people say, hey, you going to come here and talk or look at your phone? I said, well, okay. It's on Kiefer Road in Girard.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to picture where that's at. It's Microbrewery in Girard. Humble Roots with local friends. Okay, that's good.
All right, so let's give her a taste.
Yeah, now the IPAs, these get you pretty buzzed up pretty fast. I think the thing with the IPA is you want to taste the hops. Yes. That's my
it's very hoppy.
Yes. That's my thing with the IPA. If it, you know, that's what I know. I like the dark beer, you know, because of, you know, it's, I don't even know. What the hell?
I
like it because it gets you drunk. That's why I like beer, because beer makes me drunk.
Hoppies makes him happy.
Beer gets me drunk. That's why I like it so much. Yeah, you know, I understand why people like, you know, the commercial stuff out there. But, you know, and I'm not like some kind of beer snob. I mean, whatever you hand me, I'm going to drink, you know. That's how I am. And especially over the years, you know, people would say, hey, what beer do you drink? And It's like, first of all, whatever my sponsor is, you know, Miller Lite's our sponsor of this event. Drinking Miller Lite, you know, I like Miller Lite. That's kind of like my go-to. I used to like Miller Genuine Draft. I like, you know, commercial beer. I like Negra Modelo. I think Negra Modelo is probably one of the best tasting, like commercial mass produced beers out there.
Sure.
It's on its way to being a craft beer. And I'll tell you, you turned me on to that Sam Adams holiday pack. Now, I'm not, like I say, I don't necessarily, well, I don't drink at home. I really don't, because I drink at work all the time. You know, I'm out 3-4 nights a week, and people come to my house. Hey, you got a beer? No. You got anything? No. I usually just drink at work 4 or 5 days a week. You know?
It's cheaper when other people are buying you the beers, right?
You know, so yeah, it's like, okay. I lost my train of thought here.
So you're saying about the Sam Adams, right?
Oh, yeah. Getting back to the Sam Adams. Yeah. You know, that's what some people like about this podcast, because they say, you know, it goes in this direction, and all of a sudden, and then we come back to the original thought, you know. But yeah, the Sam Adams, they had that seasonal sampler.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that was really good for like a commercial mass-produced beer. They had that old frizzle wig in there, which was good.
That was one of my favorites.
And they had a winter IPA,
right?
And they had a citrusy one, and then they had a stout, and then they had the regular Sam Adams, and then they had like their Christmas ale or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a good mixture of beers. It was fun. It was fun.
I love when they get into the fall season and all the breweries make an Oktoberfest a Christmas ale. I love that.
Yeah. Now remember back in the day, the only one that you had was Great Lakes Christmas Ale. When they would break out Great Lakes Christmas Ale, it was like a big thing.
You couldn't find it anywhere.
That's right. Where's the Great Lakes? Great Lakes Christmas Ale. It was like that. That kind of set the ball rolling. You know, that was, I think that was the original.
Right. Let me go grab the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Lori Mercer, how are you? And let's see here. Who else is checking in? Jay Bird thinks that IPAs are a little too bitter. And my sister Lenny says, if it's hoppy, it's for me. I'll take 3. Yeah, the little brown jug, man. You know what? I might have to have 2 of these. Yeah, you know what? My whole expertise on like craft beers is I do know what an IPA is. I do know what a stout is. You know, I do know what a pale ale is. But then, you know, when you start getting into all this other stuff, I don't know.
All right. So this is Paladin, and this is a patio pilsner.
And where are they located?
I'll have to look it up.
Look it up, man. Hey, they got, Lori Mercer. Lori Mercer is doing good. That's good. That's good to hear. Hey, listen, if you're not doing anything on Saturday night, I will be at the Sail Inn in beautiful Lake Milton. It's our bait winter meltdown. And I will be there providing commentary, drunken commentary, and playing music. And that's going to be at the Sail Inn. Starts at 5:00 on Saturday. And then Sunday, the big game party will be at the Ice House. So as usual, so come on out. A lot of stupidity, a lot of babbling, and a lot of drunken nonsense.
Now, there's a phone call. I'm going to take it in the blind. I'm not sure who it is, but
okay.
Let's talk to whomever's there.
All right, let's go.
All right, you're on the
air.
Think
we definitely need the Wheel of Spanx. Anytime there is something going on with Fast Freddy and something stupid.
Bezo! What's up, man?
The Wheel of Spanx, can you give it away right away, for God's sake? Come on, man.
You know what? I was hoping that you'd be able to call in today. Now, you got 2 shows coming up. You're going to be at the Boardman Holiday Inn. And that's right. Going to be Saturday. So they got a great restaurant there called TJ's. And, you know, I mean, if you're looking for a Valentine's Day weekend with the centerfold of comedy, the Greek god of comedy, you can have dinner at TJ's, check out the very funny show with Basil, and then you can get a room at the Holiday Inn and you'll be good to go. Nice, romantic day. Now, you know what? It's funny. Oh, and you could call the Funny Farm 330-759-4242. 759. Come on.
4242.
And ha-ha. That's ha-ha. 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 So, you know, Basil was talking about the wheel of Spank. And this, I got to tell you, I think one of the things with Basil is we have had so many crazy adventures over the years, you know, and we have done so many stupid things that I remember the first time Chrissy Patrick ever saw Basil's show. She never seen him. She was just hanging out with him, and we're doing this like moronic off the wall stuff. And her quote, and to this day, I'll never forget it. And Basil knows it too. To this day, she goes, "I didn't realize you were a real comedian. I didn't realize that you get up on stage and like tell these jokes and make people laugh and like you're like a professional." And it was kind of amazing.
It's really it is amazing. And to this day, how I let Chris Patrick get away with that, to me, and let her walk away from that without getting pounded by me. It's unbelievable. But my God, the things that we did, folks, if you remember any of the old days, me and Freddie would get together. There would be people blowing out their windows with a shotgun for tickets to the Basil show. There would be people, we had women actually having more than carnal knowledge of themselves, actually going ahead for Basil tickets. We would have women bringing us breakfast in bikinis in the middle of winter for Basil tickets. So now, you know, we're a little bit more sophisticated. Fred,
yeah, you know what? That's what we're doing here today, Bays, on the show. We're sampling different craft beers from around town, you know. So yeah, we went from that kind of stuff. Now we're up to craft beers now, you know. But
yeah,
the Wheel of Spank,
that kind of money, Fred.
The Wheel of Spank, it was one of our classics. Now, what we had, we had a wheel that you would spin like a carnival wheel, chuck-a-luck wheel, whatever you want to call it. And we had all these different items that you could be spanked with. We might have had a bikini girl. It might have been Basil. I don't know. You know, it might have been a combination of the both. Chris Patrick, whoever. So we had several different categories of items to be spanked with. Now, we started it off with like maybe the things that your mom might have punished you with as a child. We had a belt, a Hot Wheels
spoon.
Track.
Yeah, yeah.
A wooden spoon. We had a flip-flop. And then we went into like the more fetish type things. Then we had a riding crop and we had a belt.
We had a leather glove.
We had the leather glove. For some reason, Basil was fond of the leather glove. There was something about him and that leather glove that when he took it off, it was special. I mean, when he took it off his hand, it wasn't like, oh, here's a leather glove. If you want spank with that, we'll put it on the wheel. He slowly and deliberately removed the leather glove. Like, you know, that it meant something. The leather glove really meant something to Basil.
There was a lot of love given with that spanking glove, to be quite honest with you, Fred. And don't forget the hard salami. There was always hard salami on the Wheel of Spank. It was spanked by hard salami. And no one but a Greek and or someone maybe of Italian persuasion would have really loved to get hit with a hard salami on the buttocks.
And so we would spin the wheel and then people would bend over and they would get spanked with whatever item it landed on. Hot wheel track. Here we go. Leather glove. Oh, here baby. We go. Riding crop. Let's do it. I think we had a little cat of nine tails out there. And
yeah. See, I'm even getting excited. I'm here at the airport in Miami. I have a concert tomorrow night in San Antonio. Then I got to fly from San Antonio into Cleveland, drive into Youngstown. I'm going to be exhausted, but I'm going to have one hell of a night. Listen, Freddie, when you're thinking something special, you want to spice up your Valentine's weekend, why not do it with me? And, you know, why not bring your own little item you may want to get spanked with? I will go ahead, and Sir Spanks-A-Lot will be there. That's me. And, you know, serving it up hot and ready.
The Spank Master General. You know what? Even after the show, to tell you what kind of a giver this guy is, he's more than a comedian. Basil will come up to your room and spank your girlfriend or whatever for you as a little Valentine's treat. Maybe that's what you need to spice up your Valentine's Day. This guy right here My buddy Basil will come up to your room and spank your girlfriend for you if need be. If that's going to make your Valentine's weekend, this guy will do it.
I'm telling you, I just don't know how I do it. You know, Freddie, I'm a giver. I give, and I keep on giving until it hurts. And my soul bleeds for the couples out there that need that little special action to get their Valentine's weekend going.
And, you know, when you're talking about Basil being like that, you know, one time on the air, he actually gave a woman a toe job. Remember that one?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you remember the first one that came in? And this woman was a very large woman. And you just knew that those toes were not ready for any type of toe jobbing. So, and then I hid. I don't know where the hell I went. I think I went to Pittsburgh. And I ran, and I came back. And then we did it again. And there was a beautiful woman we gave her a little toe job to. And I tell you what, it was a wonderful, wonderful event. She got a toe job. I got some type of athlete tongue, and it was just beautiful. It really was a beautiful, momentous occasion.
I'll tell you what, one of the funniest things, and maybe one of the most embarrassing things that ever occurred to me, and it's not this wheel of spank, the toe jobs, the fact that these two women were going at it on the phone, and me and Basil were sweating profusely and looking at each other like, you know, almost. But the one was, Basil booked this gig at the last minute, okay? And he said, listen, we're going to do something completely off the charts. We're going to do something completely different. We're in this bowling alley that is about ready to be torn down. There's 40 lanes in this bowling alley, and there's two people bowling. The whole place is dark. You had to go down three different secret, you know, hallways and stuff to get to this little room where they had the comedy club set up. And Basil says, you know what? He goes, we're not going to do the regular show today. He goes, why don't just you and me, let's revive the wheel of spank. We'll bring this wheel of spank out. We'll just come up there and we'll spin the wheel and we'll do all this crazy stuff. And you know, so we get up there, right? And it sucked so bad. It sucked. And then the crowd, there was nobody there. There's maybe 15 people there, right? And
I referred to it is tens of people, Freddie.
Yes, we had tens of people there. And the people got so pissed off that Dave from the Funny Farm wasn't there. They called him on his phone, and the guy come up and literally drug me off the stage. And they literally, in front of everybody, they go, dude, off. Get off the stage now. You know? And I'm like, but Basil told me we were going to do the Wheel of Spank. And then he went on to do his, his real comedy show. And, but yeah, I mean, when they just stopped the whole thing and the manager just drug me off the stage. I mean, it was like back in the old days when they had the hook. You talk about getting the hook in front of everybody. I'm just going, what the hell was that? We were going to spank you with a salami. Hey, guys, don't. Yeah, wait. The good stuff's coming. We got a salami here. Like we're going to beat somebody's ass with a salami. Come on.
It was like a comedic Vietnam flashback for some people. People were just like, no.
Get these guys off the stage. What the fuck is going on here? What are they doing? This is supposed to be Basil.
That was one of the funniest memories. Oh. And I remember trying to find this place. And I think it was in Niles
right between Niles and Warren, right on the top of the hill there on 422.
And I put the address in my phone to try and find it. And next thing you know, there was a field, like an empty cornfield that had nothing in there. And I'm like, someone's going to whack me. This is the address where I'm going to finally get whacked in Niles. No one's going to find my body.
And the way just to get into the club, you had to go through this maze of hallways through this dark bowling alley. Oh. And it was bizarre.
It was
Like I say, you know, even though there was only tens of people there, when they just drag you off the stage, when they just get off, get out, get go sit down. I'm looking at him. Papa, he said.
But listen, for all of you who are listening right now, I promise you, I won't put Freddie on to do any type of comedic flashback that may cause you harm. So make sure you come to this show this Saturday night. It's for lovers. Come on, folks. Seriously, come on. It doesn't even matter. If you don't have a date, I'll be your date. I'm gonna throw basil all over the place. It's going to be a pinch of basil for everyone. And it's going to be a great time, Freddie. And listen, for all the listeners out there, we'll see you. It's going to be at the Funny Farm in Boardman at the Holiday Inn. So make sure you get it. It's a big concert. And I think we're, you know, actually, did they open up a second show, Freddie? I don't even know if they opened up the second show yet.
Yeah, just call Dave, 330-759-4242. That's
call right now. Call right now.
Call
him. And make sure it's going to be a hell of a show. And I'm looking forward to it. And for all of you, who do you got for the Super Bowl, buddy?
Who do I got for the Super Bowl? You know what? I got to go for Kansas City only because I cannot stand the fans in Philadelphia. They're already greasing up the poles. When you have a city where they grease up the pole before the game, you know, look, they booed Santa Claus. They threw beer at their best baseball player. The fans, although if they do win, you know, they're going to try to, when they say they grease the poles, they literally, before a big sporting event in Philadelphia, they grease the poles so people can't climb up off them and fall off of the traffic lights. Now, that is fun, you know, to see. But you know what? Maybe I'm looking at this totally wrong, Baze, because who's to say what I might do if the Browns ever win the Super Bowl. I mean, that might be me like on fire falling off the top of a building through a canopy or something. It could be me. So who am I really to judge these people in Philadelphia?
You're very well. You know, I thought about what I would do, and I promised myself and my family what I would do. As soon as the Browns win a Super Bowl, or as soon as, and I don't care what anyone says, the Indians win a world championship, not the Guardians, but the Indians win, I will run around the house naked around the house three times. And that's what I promise. And I've never seen my wife more relieved when we were playing Chicago and we almost won. And then also again, the other time when Mesa and Asamacher scooted up at the bottom of the ninth to mess up that one. I was taking my clothes off, getting ready for that back in, I think, what was that, 96?
Yeah, and then when Jose Mesa,
Oh, man, I get, you know, then so anytime we get close, I'm always got my clothes off, ready to go around the house. But, yeah, listen, Freddie, I love you, brother. I miss all of you in Youngstown and in the greater Youngstown area. I want you guys to come. We got people from Pittsburgh coming. We got people from Akron coming. We got people from Cleveland coming. Hell, I think we even got some Eskimos crossing over from Canada on the ice or Lake Erie. So make sure you guys come to the show. Freddie, I got to run because we're about ready to board my plane.
Yeah, hey,
man.
Basil, always good talking to you, brother. See you this weekend. You know, I got a gig, but hopefully it ends quick enough and I'll come out there and we'll hang for a little bit. And, you know, if you want to bring me up, if I get there in time and you do want to bring me up to spank somebody with a hard salami, I will, you know, if you want to bring me out of retirement for that, I'm willing to jump up for you, Baze, because you were kind enough to take some time to call in on the podcast. So if I could return the favor by beating somebody in the audience on their bare ass with a hard salami during the middle of your show, I would be more than honored to do that for you out of our friendship.
And that's why I love you. You are a giver, my friend. You are a giver. You give and give until it hurts. And that's what I love about you, brother.
All right, Baze, have a safe flight and have some great shows, man. Break a leg Saturday night. Check out our buddy Basil. I think Basil could actually be the official comedian of Youngstown. He has such a great following here. Everybody loves him. And once again, that's going to be at the Funny Farm at the Holiday Inn in Boardman. And like I said, hey, you get running, Baze. I'll give him the commercial, and hopefully I'll see you Saturday.
I love you, my brother. Take care, buddy.
Take care,
I'll see you soon, man. Hopefully right. This week, this
awesome.
Saturday.
Peace. Yep. That is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the funniest guys that you ever want to see. I mean, when Basil's done, you will be, your face will hurt. You might even piss your pants. There's a possibility. There's a possibility of pissy pants after the Basil show. But yeah, man, me and Baze had so much fun over the years.
Oh yeah, he's a good dude too.
The one day we were giving away tickets, and it was like, you know, you had to do something crazy, and these two rednecks call in, and they go, "Hey, how about if I shoot out the windows of all of this car here with my shotgun?" We're like, "Yeah, sounds like a good thing to me." Next thing you know, you're click click. Click, click, boom, boom. You hear the windows blast. Hey, we have a winner. But
hey, there's a beer call here. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, let's take a beer call. Yeah, okay, beer call.
We got a call about our beer tasting here.
Beer, so beer, 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 beer.
All right, you're
beer,
on the air.
Beer.
Fellas, how we doing?
We are doing great. Who is this?
Name's Jake.
Hey, Jake, how you doing? From State Farm? What are you wearing, Jake, from State Farm?
I'm wearing khakis. You know that.
So what's happening, man? Let's talk beer.
Hey, I'm quite the beer connoisseur, and I was interested to see what you guys thought about your beers. I've had quite a bit of beers on the list. I will say that 1547 Project is probably the top of the list for me.
That's quite what I have right now here.
You like some of the IPA.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, this yeah. is a really good IPA. If people like it hoppy and, you know, a little bit of a buzz in there, a little bit of alcohol content, I think that's a good one. Hey, where's that place located on Kiefer Road? I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're located. I know they're local.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I support them, but
yes.
Not sure.
So are there any other breweries out there that you like, or who are some of your other favorites?
I don't know. You talked about Modern Method. They had a pretty decent beer, but
yep.
Yeah, they're pretty decent. I did hear, I think it's February 18th. There's what is it? I think it's a tap out of the 1547 Project coming up. At the post office, actually. I don't know if you get down that way off. Have you been through?
No.
Yeah, there you go. I know they're going to have all their beer, different assortments and stuff up. They got to give it a check out. Give them a try.
Yeah, I definitely will. I definitely will. That sounds great, man.
All right.
Well,
yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for checking in with us. We're going to try Peladon Brewing. Patio Pilsner. That's going to be our next one up.
All right, cool.
And this is a 5.6
And
ABV.
They are in Youngstown on Mahoning Avenue. Youngstown, Mahoning Avenue.
Okay, Peladon.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I know where they're at. Yeah. All right, well, thanks, man. Have a good night. Hey, my friend Lizzie checking in today. How you doing, Lizzie? Behaving yourself? Yeah, no, not. All right, how's the Peladon? What are you
good.
Thinking, man?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, this is just a patio pilsner. So yeah. This is more like for, you know, a regular beer a pilsner is like a regular beer. Oh,
good stuff.
Now that's a good one.
Yeah.
If you're like a commercial beer drinker and you walked into a place and you're like, I don't want none of that bullshit. You know, I'll tell you what, I would say that the Peladon Brewing patio pilsner would be for you.
Yep.
And it's got a little more body and a little more taste and a little more flavor than your normal beer. So I would recommend that if you ever go to some of these places and you don't know what to order and you're not, you know, I mean, like my brother, he is, Mr. Miller High Life, no matter what. It is the champagne of bottled beers.
Right, right.
So you really can't blame him on that. But yeah, he this would be something for people that just like a regular beer.
A safe, but, tasty play.
Yeah, yeah. But it's got a little bit more to it. Yeah. It's just not like, oh, okay, it's a Coors Light, a Miller Light or whatever. So, oh, you're going to get more. Oh, you know what, though? Hey, why don't you hit me one more time with that IPA from
1547?
From 1547. Hogue said, if you really want to get a buzz, we should be sniffing Sharpies. Okay, Lizzie says.
1547 dropped off a second one.
Oh.
And so they got another one. Let's see. Java Cologne.
Oh, let's bust out the Java Cologne. That's going to be a stout. Well, let me finish off my pellet in here. Yeah, Lizzie's a fireball drinker. Lizzie's checking in today. She's a fireball drinker. No, it's not a stout. Wow. Okay. You know, it's so cool that there's so many of these breweries around. You know, my son lives in Dunedin, Florida, and, you know, it's right across the bay, right across the bridge from Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. And I'll tell you, you should see the breweries that are popping up around there. And all those places were packed. I'll tell you, every place that I went in Florida last week was jam freaking packed. You know, I mean, and I'm talking about high end places. And I mean, there are people out there spending money, buddy. There's people out there, you know, but you know, you go to Florida and you know, that sunshine and there's just this vibe, you know, it's just so vibrant. And people are moving around and, you know, and I think people are in better shape down there too. I hate to say this, yeah. But, you know, cause they're always walking on these bike trails and they're out walking right. Their dogs and this and that
and
around
sunshine.
Here.
Like
yes. It makes you want to do that. Me, yeah. I can't get out, you know, from my electric blanket until noon, you know? And it's like, I got to get gas in my car. And then I'm going to be freezing. And it's just tough. It's
dude,
tough.
Look at this. We look like we're having a frat party here.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you could see our table, I don't know if you could. Yeah, put this down here. We got all kind of empty plastic cups here. A beer pong game is going to break out here very shortly, folks. Oh, Lizzie, ain't misbehaving. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll tell you what. This Paladin Patio Pilsner is really good. And they got a hot-looking woman on the can, too.
That helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she a redhead?
Yeah.
Oh!
Woo. But yeah, this would be one of those, if you go to a brew pub, you know, craft beer, and you're not a big into it, get that, and I think you'd like it. And it's got a little more flavor, a little more zing than your normal, you know, Bud Light or Miller Light or whatever. Oh man, hold it! Wait! You're getting ahead of yourself here.
I know. I'm just on deck circle. This okay. Guy, he's next.
That
up.
One's called Too Hip to Sip.
Too Hip to Sip. Hazy IPA.
A hazy IPA. Lizzie said, "When we have the fireball drinking, she'll be here."
The fireball. We're gonna do a fireball tasting. That'll
hey, did you see the lawsuit with Fireball?
The convenience store version.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, there's two different versions of Fireball. Actually, there's a lot of different versions of those, and maybe we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I don't know, but you know, if you buy anything that looks like liquor in a convenience store and not the state store, it's like watered down. It's not the real thing.
Right.
So you could go into, you know, Country Fair or whatever, and they'll have like a party pack of, say, Fireball.
Right.
Or they'll have Parrot Bay rum, or they'll have some kind of vodka. But that's diluted stuff that's like watered down because you can only sell, like, it got to be under 20% alcohol sell in the convenience store. And then if you want the 80 proof, then you got to go to the state store. But then again, I'll tell you what, if you drink six or seven of those little nips from the, it's still going to get you a buzz. Oh, it's not sure. like you're not, hey, this is nothing, you know, but it's going to get you, but it's not the real stuff. It's not the high test.
You just need four of them to get to 80 proof, right? 20.
Yeah, yeah, right, right, right. So you buy that big bucket that they have sitting there and it's got 40 of them in there and, yep. you know, that's what Lizzie wants for Valentine's Day. The big, the high test fireball, not the convenience store fireball. No. I want it from Wine and Spirits. I want the real one.
Yep.
That's what I want. Yeah. So, okay. Where the heck are we anyways, as far as beer? This is still the pellet. I'm still on.
Yes,
Peladon.
You're a Peladon.
You're two beers ahead of me.
I'm waiting.
Like, okay, well, that's because I got to host the show. Well, I got work to do here. I have work to do here, you know?
All right, Peladon is done.
Peladon is done, and Peladon is good.
Peladon is good.
Now, this is from 1547.
And yes, this is this one called Java Cologne.
And I give them extra points for having it in those brown bottles that looks like a little brown jug, like it would be full of moonshine.
Yep.
All right. So
and this is 5.2%.
And by the suggestion of the Hogues, next week we will be sniffing Sharpies to see which one.
So this is what they.
I love that, man. That is just so cool. That is so cool. Don't they have a name for that when they give you a carry out at a brew pub? Not a schooner. It has some kind of a name. It's not a schooner.
It's escaping me. It's on the menu all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You could take home
a growler.
There you go. Keith Sturgeon coming through. I'll tell you what, if me and Keith Sturgeon, if this thing that we have planned goes through, we're going to be doing something really cool for a show that's coming to Youngstown. That's all I could say. I don't want to jinx it, but the Cut and Toast checking in too. Well, I got to get down there and see those guys too. We're going to do the show down there one of these days.
Let's do a remote down there. We'll smoke some cigars.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know, you were talking about conspiracy theories. Yeah. Did you ever hear the conspiracy theory about the guy that they think is Elvis who's still alive?
No, tell me about it.
Some guy was showing me. Yeah, Jaybird says we need some Gentleman Jack to cleanse the palate.
We got Crown. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he should have been here that day. Cornell was here, man. We busted out the Gentleman, man. Yes, we had the Gentleman Jack.
Yeah.
So Cornell's coming back on too pretty soon, by the way. And hopefully
it was
we're
such
gonna
a good show.
And hopefully we're gonna drag Chrissy Patrick out of retirement. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see if this guy they claim is really Elvis.
And Keith says, Freddie, make sure you give me time to get what I need to get.
Hey Keith, no, we got to get this moving here. You know, we only have like a month to get it going. So, you know, to get it complete. So I am working on it as fast as I can. And, you know, I make a little bit of progress and I go back, but we got something really cool that we're working on. And if my bosses, if it doesn't come across, my bosses are all fired up about this and they're looking forward to this. I just hope that we don't run into any problems because some of the bands are still really uptight about COVID, really? You know? Oh yeah. And I think that's why at the Bruce Springsteen show, I think that's why Bruce wasn't out there like high-fiving people and crowd surfing and stuff like he used to. Yeah. I think that, I read an article where Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, when they were on that stadium tour, he never left his bus. I mean, he went from the bus to the stage and him and his bus driver, and that was it.
Right.
And well, you figure they got millions of dollars tied up in these shows. Somebody gets sick and they got to cancel.
Yep.
And plus, you know, for the fans, I make plans to go to Tampa to see a show and, you know, hotel and you take off of work and you do this and you do that. And then you turn around and then the show gets canceled.
Oh, yeah,
and there's sad. So many millions of dollars involved in these shows now that, they got to go on. So right. I don't know if we're working on it. Cigars, Growlers, and the Elvis Podcast. What can go wrong? Well, you see where this is going. We don't even have any cigars yet.
Nope.
Okay. All right. They claim that Elvis is alive.
Okay.
And they say he just checked out because he just wanted to be a regular dude. And they got this guy. Let me find his name. Okay. Let's see. Elvis sightings. No. That's not him. Elvis Presley death theories. No. I mean, this is the real guy here. This guy supposedly is Elvis. And he's also dating Elvis's high school sweetheart. So, and they have pictures and everything. What the heck is this guy's name? My buddy Butch was sitting there showing me all this stuff. Now, oh, okay. Here we go. Elvis is alive. James LaCroix, I think that's his name. Let's see here. Proof Elvis is alive. Elvis is alive. And where the heck is this guy's name? Okay. But you know what? That is another conspiracy theory that's out there. I can't find this guy right now.
You think Elvis would pick LaCroix as his last name?
Hey, if you just want to drop out, you know, and he's from down south, you know, that's a southern name, yeah, you know.
Louisiana.
Somebody from
flair.
Louisiana there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Jaybird says, taste the damn beer, would you? He's waiting on your opinion on the Java beer.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Hey, Tracy Randall, how you doing? Cheers, Southside. Tracy Randall's going to make the South Side great again.
Yep.
That's what she's working
on. She's working hard, that's for sure.
Not bad. Not bad.
I've never tasted anything like that. That's like
This tastes completely different than anything. Yeah. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah. Like it reminded me of like a seltzery taste, like a lot of bubbles, lots of carbonation.
But no, it's like the aftertaste is like, I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
That one's a little difficult to explain.
Okay. So that is the 1547 Java beer.
Yeah.
The next one is Hazy IPA from Birdfish.
Birdfish. I went to Birdfish for the first time this past summer. I'll tell you what, if you are looking for a cool place to party, Birdfish in Columbiana is the place, yes. Man. I'll tell you what, that place, I've never been there. And as a matter of fact, I went there for the United Way Bass Classic. We had our party down there, you know, our mixer before the tournament. And I'll tell you what, they had a DJ playing down there in the summer, and they had all the doors open, and they had a patio, and that place was packed. You couldn't get near it. And it's a jamming place. I don't know how it goes in the winter, but I'm sure that it's good. And that's one of the places where I just looked at the board and I saw something like 12% alcohol in a beer.
Yep.
I'll take two.
Yeah.
Give me two.
They do so much entertainment down there. Like they do poetry and jam sessions, and you know, they teach acoustic. I mean, it's really cool what they pull into that place.
The poetry, maybe that's what I got to get into.
Yeah, you got the beanie on. I figured you'd be digging.
Yeah.
You were lifting.
No, I got to get a beret. I got to get a beret.
Yeah.
You know, and a black turtleneck.
Yeah, yours says Carhartt. That wouldn't go over with the hippie dippies.
Yeah. No. You know, the beat poets from back in the day in New York City, you know. So,
Birdfish is next.
Is this Birdfish?
This is Birdfish.
I didn't finish my other one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't rush me.
Sorry.
No, you know what though? I'm lollygagging. You got to say, come on, man. What are you doing? Yeah. You're sitting here. You're lollygagging. Did you come here to drink beer?
Yeah.
We hear you yapping all the time. You know, we don't need you to sit here and talk. Drink your beer and let's move on with the show. Jaybird's sitting there. He wants to know.
Yeah, right.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I saw him putting that pressure on you to taste the next damn beer.
Yeah, I know.
I was feeling bad for you a little bit because he was putting a screw on you.
Yeah. Wow. Chill out, everybody.
Relax.
It's a beer taste, man.
Relax.
Have a beer. Chill out, man. Jaybird's waiting until we do the edibles.
That'll be a special show.
It'll take 45 minutes before they even kick in.
Show's done.
This, I'm trying to put my finger on this. There's something about this that I'm not quite sure. There's something earthy and organic about it. Do you feel it? Are you feeling the earthy organic qualities of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That
I like
interesting.
When somebody like takes risks and go off in left field. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Cool things can happen out there.
Yeah. 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 You know, because, you know, you got this from Peladon that was like, a regular Pilsner.
Right.
But it, you know, and you don't want to put that down because there are people out there that would like that.
That's right.
You know, so you got to do something for everybody.
Right.
You know, and that's what the thing about these, craft beers are. When you see their list, you got to find something out there. But I am a fan of the hard ciders too. Mushroom beer. Hey, do we got shroom beer yet? You know? You know, the thing with that is you'd only want to drink one. You know what? I was watching that live PD show the other night, and they had some guy on there that was tripping on shrooms, and he was going down the wrong way on the freeway.
Oh, no.
And this dude was so oblivious to what was going on, you know? And it was just like, yeah, I ate these shrooms, man. He goes, well, why are you stopping me? And he goes, well, you are flying down. Oh, stout time. Stout time. Okay, that Java juice, I'm not really sure what that's all about. It's different. It's different. I'm trying to put my finger on it, but I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm a little bit behind. Oh, this is Birdfish.
This is Birdfish.
And what was this one called? Oh, it's over here.
Hazy IPA.
Hazy IPA. This is one my sister would like. Hazy IPA. Too hip to sip. Crafted and canned in beautiful Columbiana, Ohio by Birdfish Brewing. I would, this is righteous beer for the righteous kind. And that's what I think I am. I think I am the righteous kind. Now that I saw that in writing on that, I like Birdfish even more because I knew they were reaching out to me, but they didn't realize the way they were. Yeah, they connected with my soul in a way. And then when I read the can, righteous beer for the righteous kind, that's me.
That's
when
it.
You think of the righteous kind, you think of me.
Fast ready.
Yeah, there you go. Cheers. Right. IPA time.
Citrusy as could be.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Very citrus.
Citrusy as can be. Hoppy and citrusy.
Yeah. And it reminds me of a grapefruit kind of citrusy.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a good thing I got you as my co-host here today because somebody's got to fill in the blanks where I have nothing to say.
There you go.
No, that one I could have called. Yeah. Citrusy and hoppy. And that is, you know, if you are a fan of the IPA, I would recommend that. That's good. The hazy IPA, you know. So, yeah, the citrus flavor in there is really good. And here's the can. Too hip to sip. Birdfish. Columbiana. Head on down there. That's a good place.
Yep,
I recommend Birdfish. And like I said, I was never there before. And I've heard people talking about it. And then, you know, when we had our fishing thing down there, our little party, our mixer, I went down there and I couldn't believe how packed it was. And the place was jamming and the joint was jumping. And I'm like, wow.
They put some money into that place. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. 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 I would highly recommend Birdfish. I think I still have a drink token from Birdfish. I'm going to have to go down there and cash it in.
Another freebie.
But I thought I did like the stout. And, you know, and like cider, man, some of these people got to come, you know, hit me up with your cider. You know, I'm a fan of that. You know, I even like Angry Orchard, you know, sometimes, you know, especially when it's hot outside, sometimes for me nowadays, I don't know what it is to choke down a regular beer sometimes is a chore. Mm. I don't know if it bloats me or whatever, you know, I don't know what it is. So that's when like me and Jay Bird and, you know, we just start just drinking whiskey out of a flask. But, you know, sometimes though, on a real hot day, even drinking whiskey isn't necessarily, you know, sometimes it's just a chore. So I don't know if that's when you switch to edibles or whatever, or
yeah, that's where you go to the shrooms. Yeah. And then you can drink anything.
Yeah.
It's
then
lava.
You just don't care. Then you just don't care. All right. John is a fan of Two Hip. That's one of his favorites.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let me finish this so we can move on to the, I see a dark beer over here.
Yeah. And this one is called Unconscious Moment.
Oh, geez.
It is 9%.
That's why we're saying, oh, okay.
Belgian now, dark ale.
Oh, this is my, I'm already in love with this one. As soon as you said 9%, like I say, that's how I go. That's how I look at, that's how I look at that. I walk in there and usually, like I say, I like the stout. I like, you know, if I see something coffee, I like coffee. And if I see something, you know, some kind of cider, you know, those are always good.
We got to have Dope down here. The Dope Cider House right up the road here. I bet you they could bring some samples down.
What's
cider,
that?
Cider House. They have a cider house like right in Penguin City.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out.
You could totally bring her down.
That's
here,
a, right? Okay. That goes back to like Angry Orchard. I like Angry Orchard because to me that's like you're getting your beer and it's not like you're, you know, I don't know if it's a carbonation sometimes or whatever, but that's one of those things that I like. And it's not as like sweet as Twisted Tea. Right. Sometimes I'm out, you know, on the bike or whatever, Twisted Tea goes good. You know, that's a good day drink. I'll tell you one of my funniest stories since we're talking about beer. I was involved. I don't think they're together anymore, but they had the Burger Guys. And the Burger Guys were on a roll for a while. And the Burger Guys would go to all these different places and, you know, sample their burgers and, you know, drink like some kind of a craft beer to go along with it or whatever. And I remember the one time, you know, we're getting these fancy burgers and, you know, and these guys, what I liked about them too, is they weren't out to criticize your burgers. They were there to tell you what they liked about them. And that's what I really liked about those guys. It wasn't like, oh, here comes the Burger Guys. They're going to, you know, trash my burger. You know, some they liked more than others, but they always had something good to say about it. So we're down at this place in Girard and we get a burger and it's kind of like, you know, imported beer and craft beer and stuff. And for some crazy reason, I said, I'll have a Reds. They to this day have chastised me for ordering a Reds apple ale.
You know? What's the big deal? Like,
well, because it's kind of like a soda pop. Oh. Really, it ain't a. And the one guy JT said, "You know what that is?" And I go, "What?" He goes, "That's a modern day Zima." Right. And then it hit me, and I go, oh man, you know, it is a modern day Zima, yeah. You know?
Right. Like Applejack chewing tobacco.
and to this day, I have never had another Reds apple, you know, again.
Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
You know what, though? It was all right. It was okay. You know, I mean, but I think that I like, you know, the Angry Orchard. Angry Orchard's pretty good. And like I say, sometimes during the day, if you're day drinking, I'm not necessarily a fan of the Twisted Tea. I like it though. You know, I mean, that's one of those things that goes down easy on an afternoon. It's 90 degrees outside. You know, you've been riding for miles. I have one of those. Ashley, how you doing? Good to hear from Ashley. Jeff Walters, Angry Orchard fan. Yeah, it does, man. It's, you know, that's one of those good ones that are out there. If you don't want to, you know, have a beer. You know, because there are some people out there that just think that, you know, Coors and Coors Light and stuff is piss water. I don't think that, but, you know.
I don't think I've ever drank a Coors.
Really?
I've not.
Remember back in the day when that was the biggest thing, when you couldn't get Coors in Ohio, and if somebody would get a six pack of Coors, it was like, Where'd you get this? Coors, we got a Coors, you know, and everybody was like, Coors, man. It's, you know, that was the big thing. As a matter of fact, that's what the movie Smokey and the Bandit was based on, as they were bringing Coors beer, a semi-load, to some place that didn't have Coors beer, where they didn't sell it. And that was a big thing. And then I remember when Coors beer finally came to Ohio, and we were doing this country jamboree at the Eagles Club in Warren. And the reason we did this, it was Halloween, and we thought this place just looked like a haunted house. If you remember the Eagles on Warren, it was right down there by the river. And we did Halloween bash there. And we had like 6 bands all day, you know, just a crazy, crazy party. Well, it turned out that the folks that patronized the Eagles Club didn't like Coors beer, because at the time it was non-union scab beer. And so they smashed up our sign because we were doing scab beer and all this bullshit and everything, you know. And that was one of the first things I remember when Coors came to Ohio. That was a big thing. But Smokey and the Bandit, that's what that whole thing was about, right? Trying to get, you know, they were smuggling Coors beer. Jaybird,
just like,
you know what? Here he goes again. Are you tasting beer or what? You know, hey, what?
What's that? What's that PA brewery that never sold to Ohio? I used to drive across the state line to buy it, but I can't remember. They it's now in Ohio, but for
Straub, maybe?
No, it wasn't
Straub. Not Straub. Straub, people like Straub because it had no artificial ingredients. I guess Straub was all natural. That's okay. Why people liked it, and it didn't give you a hangover. Oh, Yingling.
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 Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what's a good one. Yingling's Dark and Tan, or Black and Tan, or whatever it's called. That's best. A good one.
Yep.
And I think they're the oldest brewery in America, from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my favorite. It was my favorite beer.
Yeah.
Everybody was drinking Coors Light. I was drinking Yingling.
Yep. Yeah. And the place would have wings and yings. There you go. Scott's like, yeah, Yingling.
See?
Oh, wait. You know what? I got to finish. This is the, what is this now? Oh, this is the
birdfish.
All right. The birdfish hazy bird. IPA. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me finish this, because I got a dark beer waiting for me.
And let me just, this is Project 1547, dropped off in the,
now, they're located on Kiefer Road in Girard, up in the Liberty area. I got to find out where they're at. I'm not really sure. Birdfish is located in Columbiana, and Modern Methods is located in Dave Grohl Alley in downtown Warren. And Paladin Brewing is on Mahoning Avenue. So I think we got some great places here.
Yeah. And this is called Unconscious Moment Belgian Dark Ale. Looking forward to that one. Down the hatch. Or Jaybird's going to be on your shit.
Yeah. You know, don't you like these people that are like retired and they're going to like get on the thing and tell you how to do your job? What gives them the right to get on there and then like get on my case? You didn't do anything all day. He didn't do anything all day. Probably smoked a couple of joints, watched Jerry Springer, dicked around on his motorcycle for a little bit. He might have went on a ride, you know. Oh, okay. 1547 doesn't have a tap room yet. Thanks, John. Thanks for the information. Okay. All right. They better get one.
Heck yeah.
They better get it going.
Yeah. But I do think that they're distributed in some restaurants. So they got listed.
Yeah. 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 Well, obviously so. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Ashley said, get him, Fred.
Thank you.
Everybody's ganging Thank up on Jaybird.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, these guys, they don't do dick all day. And all of a sudden, you know, and these are the guys that, you know, when I get to my gigs, maybe 5-10 half hour late, and they're standing there like tapping their wrists like they got a watch and stuff, you know, like they're my boss. Like, okay, well, you know, they're retired. They don't do anything, and then they're going to be on my ass because, oh, you're not here on time, and how come the music's not starting, and, you know, and then, hey, come on, drink the beer, you know, what the hell, you know, you ain't my boss, these people.
All right, I'm waiting for this one.
This is going to be a good one. Okay, this is 1547, and what's it called again? The Mind Eraser.
Unconscious Moment.
Unconscious Moments, Mind Eraser, all the same.
All good. 9% alcohol.
Now we're talking. Yeah, it's a good thing you saved this one towards the end of the show. Or I don't know, maybe the show would have been more entertaining. Hey, I want to thank Basil for calling in again,
too. Yeah,
that
was awesome.
I'll tell you what, Basil is one of the funniest guys I know. And he, you know, I just like hanging around with him, you know. I think that's one of the things about my job is that I do get to hang around with a lot of fun people, you know, and Basil is definitely one of them. So if you are a Basil fan, or if you've never seen him before, check out his shows this weekend, Saturday night only at the Holiday Inn in Boardman. And it's Valentine's Day weekend, and you could have dinner at TJ's, which is great food there. And check out Basil and then get a room, and whatever you do from there, it's on you, man.
That's right. It's Valentine's Day.
And maybe if you want Basil to join in, he says he's willing to, hey, whatever's going to make your Valentine's Day, if you're going to buy a ticket to his show, he's willing to go out of his way for you. And there's not a lot of comics that would do that, but Basil will, just for you.
They are givers.
Okay. This is dangerous thoughts. Unconscious Moments. Okay.
Let's see if we can get.
Is this something here that's going to get me in trouble? You know what they need is a beer mixed with Jaeger to really just drive people and do stupid stuff that they don't normally do.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think everything here is totally legal, so you should be all right.
That's good. That's good.
That is good.
It could use a little more stoutness, though. I would think just a little more stout, but
okay.
I wouldn't,
It's good though. It's nice. I love the heaviness in it.
Yeah. A little more oomph to it, but I mean, I'll tell you what, for 9% alcohol, this is really smooth.
Heck yeah.
You know, 9%. I would definitely go with that.
Very cool.
Yeah. You're hearing my expert opinion on beer. Welcome to our, you know, it's almost
fancy
like NPR.
Beer tasting.
Yeah, fancy smancy beer tasting. And what do we got going on here? Well, I come up with an idea for a t-shirt too, but I'll get into that later. Okay. We'll talk to that about that afterwards. So what else is going on, man? We've been tasting beer, and these are all good places. Once again, Paladin Brewery. We still got a little bit in here with the hazy IPA. Did I think I was going to drink this much beer today? No.
No.
Do I still got work I got to get done today? Yeah.
Nope. It helps.
That's the thing, though. When you work the night shift, you know, a lot of people don't understand the hours that I keep or whatever. What's up, Hogs? Hogs said stop.
Stop? Stop drinking? Is that what he's talking about?
Are you saying stop drinking? Are you saying stop talking? Oh, stop on Hoax. I got to go back to work, man. I'm not even done. You know, when you start your day at 3 o'clock, you know,
you got to work later than the rest of
us. Well, you know, my philosophy is quite simple. I start at noon, 12 o'clock, straight up, big hand on the 12, little hand on the 12.
Okay.
And then I go until 12 o'clock, and that big hand on the 12, little hand on the 12. 12 hours. I was born on 12-1. It's all part of my natural cycle.
I see.
And a lot of people don't get that.
Okay.
9 to 5. How does that, you know, you got 9 and then you got like 5.
Weird angles.
It doesn't matter.
No.
You start at noon, straight up. Big
easy
hand, 12. 12.
And you
goes
can even
around.
Tell if you go outside, the sun is straight up.
Right. It's all about 12. It all boils down to 12. That's how I live my life. You know, some people, no, you start your day at noon. You start your day at noon and you go until midnight, 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 12 hours, 12, one, my birthday. It just fits. Some people don't get that. You know, you got to be in your natural biorhythms to accomplish things. And that's what
a long
works.
Day, dude.
Long yeah, yeah, it day. Is a long day, but you know what? There are guys out there that are working 12 hours in factories.
Yeah.
You sure. know, I know a lot of guys that, you know, they work 4 days a week, but they work 4 12s. But then again, I work like 7 12s. But you know what my problem is? It's because I do not make the best effort of my time or best use of my time. That's my problem.
So you're like 60% efficient, so you have to work 40% more time.
Something yeah. along those lines. Yeah, what he said. I'm not even giving myself 60%. I'm glad that you gave me that. You know, oh, hey, if Joe says so, he knows. He said 60. You know,
we'll go with 60.
Yeah,
that's
I'll
fair.
Go with 60. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, who's measuring?
Come yeah. on. Right. But no. But doesn't that make sense to you?
You're agree.
A numbers guy. You're a computer guy.
It's very
12.
Easy. Yep.
12. 12 hours.
Easy.
It goes. The clock goes all the way around, start to finish.
Yep.
It's not like we started 7 and then you go over here, or you start at 9 and then you go to 5.
All right. Know. So the weird shift. Do you sleep at 12 and then wake up early, or do you stay up and then sleep right till noon again?
A little bit of both. It all depends. It all depends. Sometimes I might fall asleep at 2 and get up at 7 and then lay around, look at my phone, fall back to sleep. As long as I'm out the door or at least making some kind of forward momentum by noon, then I know I'm
that's
on
a
something
victory right there.
Yeah. Some people don't.
The bar is very low.
Some people don't understand that whole thing, you know. And people wonder why I show up late. I don't know. It's just the way it is, you know. Deal with it. That's how I roll.
All right. You know?
But hey, let's finish this 9% here. I might have some better ideas here coming up. You
this
know?
Is the table of great ideas.
Oh yeah. Hey, we have turned this into the table of great ideas. Yes. That, you know, for people that don't know about the table of good ideas, the table of good ideas, every bar has one. There's a table of good ideas at every bar. And boy, back in the days of CD 106, when we would do our morning show, we had a table of good ideas at the Ice House or whatever. And it seems like you would go sit at this table of good ideas at a bar, and you would sit there and you would start drinking beers and start kicking ideas around for parodies or crazy stunts you were going to do or whatever. And it seemed like the longer you sat at the table of good ideas and the more you drank, the more good ideas start flowing. And sometimes we would have these ideas that we thought were the best ideas that we had ever heard in our lives.
Beer is idea fertilizer,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, right. And then we would go and then we would do it on the radio the next day. And the boss would call up and go, "What the hell was that?" And you're sitting there and you're going, "That was... that wasn't funny. You didn't get it." And as we were sitting there kicking this idea around at the bar, we were laughing hysterically, right. Doubled over. And then other bars, sometimes the table of good ideas, the farther away it is at the bar, maybe they have a patio or, you know, and then they go out there in the back where they're burning one or something. Then the ideas really start, yes. You know, then the wheels are really starting to turn and then the ideas get even better. And then somebody buys a couple of shots and then you're sitting there at the table of good ideas. And then you go and you have all these ideas and then you do them. And then, you know, like I say, and then the boss is calling up and going, "What the hell were you guys thinking?" You're like, "You didn't think that was funny? What part didn't you like about that?"
You weren't drunk. That's the problem.
Yeah. Hey, there's something wrong with you if you don't get that. You know, listeners are calling up the stage and going, "What the hell is going on? What was that?" Well, hey, when we were sitting there at the Ice House, we thought that was really good.
That got 10 stars. Yeah. That was a for sure we got to do.
Yeah, and you're sitting there and then you're going, "Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll go back to the table of good ideas." Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though, the one thing that really panned out from the Table of Good Ideas was Dave Grohl Alley in downtown Warren. Me and Joe O'Grady was a Warren cop, and he was going to run for sheriff or something. And he was down at the, you know, we're at the powerhouse in Warren at the time. We're sitting at the Table of Good Ideas. And, you know, Joe was saying, like, you know, he goes, like, I want to come up with something that we could, you know, something big for Warren, you know. And we, you know, we're sitting there, we're kicking around some ideas. We're drinking beers like we're doing now. Although I have zero ideas right now. And, you know, and then we start, talking and, you know, and he was like, you know, maybe we could do something for, what's her name? Catherine Bach that played Daisy Duke, who lived in Warren, or something for Paul Warfield, you know, from Warren, Pro Football Hall of Famer. And as we're drinking, I said, you know what? I said, I had a call on the air a couple of times from these people that worked at a medical office. And they said, some woman come in and said that her nephew was in this band. And so she goes out to the car to bring them some albums to show them, or a CD or whatever, of her nephew's band. So what do they bring in? They bring in some Nirvana CDs or, you know, CDs or whatever they had at the time. And it turns out that it was, you know, Dave Grohl's aunt and uncle. And they start talking about how Dave always comes to Warren. Nobody knew about this, but, you know, some of these people have worked here and me. And so I said, listen, why don't we do something with Dave Grohl? And then, you know, we start talking about the alley, you know, the Dave Grohl alley, you know, was like, you know, people shooting up heroin and stuff there. It was the biggest dump in Warren, Dave Grohl alley over there by the Burger King. And so then the wheels start turning and then you could just start feeling it, you know, and it was, it, you know, and we're talking. And then I said, you know, I said, somebody told me that Dave Grohl's other aunt works at this lumber yard in Niles, or worked there. Wouldn't you know it? 10 minutes later, the guy that owns the lumber yard pulls into the powerhouse. Whoa. We start talking about that, you know? And then it was like, you know what? And then it went on. Next thing you know, we went to see the mayor. We went to see city council. And then O'Grady, being a police officer, took it. You know, here's the difference. Here's the thing about the Table of Good Ideas. It's the follow through. You don't know how many good ideas I have on a daily basis, but if you don't follow through, that's the main thing. You know, Table of Good Ideas is great. You know, you get all these ideas going, but if you don't have the follow through, and that's where, so after we went to talk to the mayor, we went and talked to, you know, city council, and then O'Grady, being a policeman, you know, he started doing his detective work and he tracked down Dave's uncle. He tracks down Dave's dad. And, you know, and the next thing, you know, from that point, it just starts snowballing with his effort, you know, because probably at that point I was done, you know, I was like, okay, you know, and, which is how I like to do it. I like to come up with the idea and let somebody else take, you know, do all the stuff. But then, you know, I mean, but that was one that paid off at the Table of Good Ideas. Right. It was just like lightning in a bottle. And you just felt this thing building from one step to the next, right. You know, and it was like, holy shit, this is going to, you know, and then next thing, you know, you went down to the street department, they made up some signs. And then the next thing, you know, O'Grady, you know, track down Dave's dad and his stepmom and his uncles and befriended them. And before you know it, we got Dave Grohl Alley in downtown Warren, and there's Dave right there for the ribbon cutting. That's, you know, so cool. And that, but that was one of the one time that I know the Table of Good Ideas really just went bing, yeah, right through the roof. Yeah, so every once in a while,
you would never get to Dave Grohl Alley without the shitty ideas that propped it up.
Yeah. So Jeff Walter says that 1547 is going to be doing a tap takeover at the post office pub in Mineral Ridge. That's a nice place. Mineral Ridge on 46. That place has been jamming.
Sweet. I've never been there.
Oh, yeah, man. You might want to check it out. So, yeah, good to hear. Good to hear. Yeah, these tap takeovers and stuff are pretty cool, too. You know, the whole beer thing has really changed over the years. And I'll tell you, I think the big breweries got to be feeling it, you know? Yeah,
right. Taking a chunk out of it.
Yeah, you know, because people are just, you know, and it's just like you go to every city and somebody's got something different.
Well, wouldn't you rather, if you're going to spend money on beer, support a local company who can create stuff that tastes different than anything else?
You know what I think? Hand me a beer here. Give me a beer and a shot, you know, you know what? As I get older, I'm more of a whiskey guy, you know?
Yep.
I really have changed, you know, because I don't know, maybe it's because I'm older and it just takes to you know, I could do it. I could sit there and drink a 12 pack if need be, but I figure if I drink four or five shots and then I'm right there, you know? Right. So
now, do you want to share your favorite or top two of everything we tried today?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me finish this one here. The Mind Eraser, Mind Bender.
It's the unconscious moment.
Unconscious moment. Unconscious okay. Moment. This should be the theme beer of this whole podcast. The unconscious moment. Yeah. These guys come on there and they're just like, all right, let's see. How about the train wreck?
Oh my goodness.
Now, you know, when they say this is a train wreck, now you know what they're talking about.
Right.
It could have been a lot worse, I think.
Yeah.
Imagine if that happened in Cleveland or
any other like cities around our area.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Columbiana's a little bit bigger than East Palestine. You know, if it got down a little closer to like Beaver Falls, that line rides through Beaver Falls, or, you know, Salem, right in Salem. If they had evacuated a lot of people in Salem, you know, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So you think Norfolk Southern's going to pay all these? How are the lawsuits ever going to pan out with this one?
Man.
How would you like to be their insurance company? They got to be sitting there going,
shit.
But you know what? They probably pay such a high premium because they do that so often.
Right.
And you know, you figure, okay, it was a bad train wreck, but you figure how many trains do they run every day across America?
Yep.
So when that one happened, and you know what? I kind of thought the coverage of that was a little biased on the national scene, because around here, basically that mainly just affected people in a 1 mile radius of that crash. And when you saw the national news, you know, like mass evacuation and a mushroom cloud. And,
right.
But I mean, for around here, it didn't seem like it was that, you know, I mean, the scope of the accident and the fact that people had to evacuate was big, but I mean, it was only a 1 mile area.
No injuries, no deaths.
Yeah. Nobody got killed. Nobody got hurt. You know, and other than what, you know, the gas tanks, you know, of all the places for it to fall off the tracks was right in front of the gasoline storage tanks,
sure.
You know, but I mean, other than that, I mean, that could have been a lot worse,
heck yeah.
You know, and although I was a little skeptical because I was out at the Fish and Field show on Sunday and, you know, I have asthma and I was having a hard time breathing out there. You know, I had to use my asthma inhaler like 12 times. So I'm thinking maybe I got a lawsuit going.
Join that class action.
I want to get in on that.
Okay.
I want to get in on that. You know, it's Canfield official. Ain't that far from East Palestine. So over that
group
neck of the woods.
All together. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chlorine, you know, your
I think
going.
It did, man. With vinyl chloride, you know,
you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was something to it.
Right.
And, you know, you think they're going to tell you the truth about that? Okay. It was like, okay, there's nothing in the air, but we don't want you to come around here. But you know, no, seriously, it's a good thing nobody got killed or anything. Yeah, that could have been 100%. A lot worse, you know. But so where? Oh, best beer.
Yes.
All right, we're almost time. We got to wrap this up.
All right, let me give you my favorite. Something okay. I would drink. Now I'm a dark beer lover, so I'm going to go with Modern Methods and also the Unconscious Moment. Those were my top two.
Yeah, my number one favorite was the Modern Methods.
Yep.
You know, that's exactly what I like when I go to these craft brews. The Hazy IPA, if you are an IPA lover, the Birdfish, and just because I'm a support, support all these places. Go out and find your 100%. Own. You know, don't take what we
they
say.
They have flavors for every palate.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So Birdfish, Too Hip to Sip, was very good. If you like IPAs, a little citrusy, just like, right. you know, what you like. That would be a good summertime beer.
Heck
there,
yeah.
too. And then if you are somebody that just likes regular beer, and when you hear them talking about, oh, man, you know, you're drinking crab beer.
Don't get clever with my beer.
Yeah. The Paladin Brewing Patio Pilsner.
That was really good.
Would be for you. This takes like the commercial mass-produced beer and gives it a little extra something, you know? What else? Yeah, the mind bender or whatever that is. That was good.
Unconscious moments.
Close. Yeah, you know, that's what I say. You know, what do I call it? The mind bender, the mind eraser. You know, I've had 15 different names for that. Maybe I'm coming up with people should
this
be writing these down.
Table of new
right,
ideas.
Right, yeah, write it these down. Yeah. Right. I'm giving you names for all these beers out here. I hope you people are taking advantage of this moment.
Yes, you got a creative genius over here.
You've got a creative genius over here just throwing out beer names and, you know, marketing opportunities. I hope you people are paying attention.
Royalties. It's all about royalties.
Yeah. You better cut me in on this too. Look at this. I brought all this stuff here too today to talk about, and we didn't.
And I loaded you up on beer.
And we didn't need one thing. That's all right. So now next week we're gonna do another beer.
We are. We're gonna have five more of those entries.
I might bring a couple of people in.
Okay.
You know, maybe we should probably have Rama back. I've been practicing the guitar a little bit since Rama's been here.
After watching your performance, were you impressed with what you did?
No, you know what I was impressed about? I think I look good holding a guitar. That's one thing I think. I think when me and Rama were like holding guitars and like, you know, I think I got that point down. I think I look good holding a guitar.
Posing with a guitar.
Yeah, I think I pose good with a guitar.
Poser extraordinaire.
Yeah, poser extraordinaire with a guitar. You put a, you know, well, you know what though? You know, when you got long hair and you got a crazy beard and you know, and then you just put a guitar in there, it's just like, you know, I think all the pictures that I take for myself from now on should have me holding a guitar.
100%. It should just be part of your chains.
Right. You know, I didn't wear any bling again today, you know, but I don't know. You know, I'm looking at this beard right now. And some days I think I should trim it. You know, and then other days I think, do I not trim it? I don't know.
That's a dramatic moment right there.
Look at it. We should have took that as a vote. Do I trim it? Do I get it down here like this?
Does your wife like the beard, by the way? Because that's usually the number one she hates.
No. But you know what I like about it? Well, when women come up and grab it, you know, but I like when I'm riding. That's the thing about the beard. When you're riding and it's blown out like this and stuff, and you're like, you know, it's almost like it just makes the motorcycle ride so much more fun when you got a beard and it's just like you got a natural thing. And it's like, you know,
you got an image to upkeep too, honestly. You have to.
Do I
bike,
keep
bike, guitar. You're a manly man.
Fishing. Let's not forget fishing. Yeah. And let's not forget drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
Karen Kennedy says, leave it alone. Thank you, Karen. I take Karen's advice on that because she rides. Karen's out there. She knows what we're doing. Yeah. She knows what it's all about. So I'll take Karen's advice on
that. Her vote carries lots of weight.
Yeah, it does. It does. She's one of them cool chicks that rides her own bike and comes out to the runs and has a lot of fun. And,
nice.
And she's got a good sense of humor. She laughs at a lot of the stuff that I post on Facebook. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm going with Karen. All right. I ain't going to do anything here drastic coming up here anytime soon. All right. What do you think? Are we ready to wrap this up? It's 9:30 already.
This is a good one.
Yeah. No, this one went out of the ballpark. We've had about four good ones in a row here. I'm a little worried. We had, we started it off with our buddy Chuck and his book about being a prison guard. There are still people talking about that one. Yeah. Go back and look some of these past episodes up because Chuck and his new book about being a prison guard will blow you away. I mean, I didn't even want to ask a single question because once he got on a roll – And he was talking about all this stuff that goes on in prison and the stress that the guards are under. And how about when he fought that guy three times and the guy busted his ribs?
Right, beat his ass.
Yeah, and he still went in there every day and said, I'm going to take you on. And then they finally come to an agreement. They're like, okay, you know, let's just keep it at that, you know. But, I mean, his stories were just off the charts about people committing suicide, murders, and escapes. And holy, yeah, I mean, and then of course, we had my buddy Cornell Bogdan on.
Right.
And me and Cornell have so many great stories. And he's back on. We're happy to have him on Y103. The Blue Show is back, Tangled Up in Blues, Sunday nights, 7 to 10, prime time. And if you are a blues fan, I got to tell you, Cornell has had that blues show running for many years, and it is nationally renowned. You know, the artists and things that he plays on that show, you know, it's really good. So Cornell is back on Y103 with us, and that was really good. And what was the other? Oh, Rama. And then Rama.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime you get Rama in, Rama, Leanne, those two are just always so great. Sure. And I'm working on a couple of other big things here coming up that we're going to have some fun with. And I just can't wait. So I will catch you tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Y103. We're giving away tickets to see Bret Michaels. He's doing his big party down at Star Lake. Bret Michaels, Jefferson Starship, Night Ranger, Steve Ajari, who used to sing with Journey. You know, he was like the first replacement for Steve Perry, and he could belt out those Journey songs. And Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. And they're all going to be doing this just this big party in July. So we'll have your chance to win tickets to that at noon and 5 tomorrow. Cornell Bogdan on Tangled Up in Blues Sunday night. And I think that's all we got going. So, hey, listen, go out and support your local breweries, whether it's Birdfish, whether it's Modern Methods, whether it's Peloton, get down to that tap takeover for 1547 at the post office in Mineral Ridge. If you haven't been out to that place, check it out. It's really cool. And other than that, I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Y103. Peace out, Joe. Thanks. Great show here tonight. And support your local breweries. Support those local craft people. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you.